I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. That should be a word, a language lover's guide to 250 words that maybe aren't in the dictionary, but maybe they ought to be in the dictionary. Lizzie Schurnick is with us. She wrote the popular New York Times Magazine column, That Should Be a Word. Her Fine Lines column on young adult classics for Jezebel.com inspired her memoir, which has a good title, Shelf Discovery. Got it? Yeah, Shelf Discovery. She's also the author of 10 teen novels. And there are heartwarming words in here. There are words that just make a whole lot of sense. And I'm sure that as we talk, many of you will add words to this conversation. Words that should be in existence. Today we made one up. I don't know if this is any good or not, but we were talking about phobias and decided that we would have a show on phobias. Because, and then they really, all the phobias there are, it's unbelievable. A lot of us have phobias. And so I made up the word forlorn. Maybe it's not any good. Forlorn. You know, you got a phobia and it's making you sad. So it's P-H-O-lorn. Well, the ones in the book are much better than that. Lizzie is with us. But before we talk to Lizzie, I want to remind you, this is our fall membership drive. We should have a lot of fun this hour. Fun is something that we do from time to time, and it's good to have fun. And so we ask you to have fun with us and have fun with WPR by giving us a gift this hour. Our phone number for our fall membership drive is 888-202-2552, or you can go to WPR.org. Lizzie, hi.
Hi.
Hi. What fun this book is, huh?
I have a word for you. I have a word for the word you were seeking just now.
Oh, you've got one already? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
It's afraid-io.
Oh, excellent. I will use that for the rest of my life.
That's what I'm here for.
I love it. Afraid-io. That's great. You know, and some of these are so tender. I love the one at the back of the book, Smilage. Mara hated her smilage until her granddaughter put her chubby hand on her cheek and said she loved those lines the best. That's
yes.
A nice word.
Yes, mileage. Yes, I've always been looking for a word like that because I've loved all the older women in my life and they've always been so kind to me and I've always thought very affectionately of their wrinkles. So I felt like we needed a word to describe that.
And you have 250 words in this book and you probably have thousands of words at your disposal, right?
Yeah, maybe not thousands, but quite a few, maybe 1,000 easily. But some, you know, and I'm always making up new ones when someone asks me for one. So it does grow and grow.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I like this one, too. We're in this time of year. We're in, you know, it's a gorgeous day in Milwaukee today. But this sweather word, this could be sweather in fall, too.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was the worst weather I've actually ever experienced. You know, I was at the park with my kid and all of the moms and dads, we would go into the sun and take our coat off and then go into the shade and put it back on. It was awful. So you're just sweaty and cold at the same time.
Yeah.
And you don't know whether or not to take off your sweater.
Right, right, yeah. And that can happen
so that's weather.
That can happen inside, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's cold, then it's hot, you take your sweater on, you take your sweater off. Where did you get all these words? Did you make most of these up, or people you knew did, or where did they come from?
Oh, yeah, no, I made them all up. They're all from my brain.
Are they really?
Oh, Lord,
Lizzie.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, no, although people do always send me words, and I love that, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Although they always used to say, it was so funny, people would send me their words and then they would say, you can use it for the column. I don't need any credit. This is so weird. No one sends, you know, Michael Brooks columns and says, you can just use it.
No, I bet they don't. I'll bet they don't. All right, well, let's go through. There are a lot of parent words and baby words. This is a good one, too, that people will start using. Nipster, a baby hipster.
Oh, yes, hipster, yes. New York, where I live, is filled with nipsters.
And how are they dressed?
Oh, well, as I said that, I was picturing a pair of cowboy boots that got handed down to me for my son. They were from Texas. They must have cost $400, and they were blue and red. And she wore them with track pants with the kids. So that was a very nipster. That was a very Brooklyn thing to do. I had to pass them down immediately. My son, I can barely get sneakers on him. So I just didn't even try with the cowboy boots.
So there are a lot of nipsters in Brooklyn.
Yes, a ton of nipsters. And I'm actually in Jersey City. And what I've noticed here, we don't have a lot of nipsters. We just have a lot of girls with uncombed hair and tutus. a lot of vagrant-looking children. I don't know how that happened.
I don't think we have a lot of nipsters in Milwaukee. I'll have to look for them now, but I just don't think we have a whole lot. Gestitution, what finally happens when a child finally becomes a parent. That's a good one.
Oh, yes. Yes, gestitution, that's when your child has been screaming on and off every hour when you call your mom and you apologize for your whole childhood and you say, Mom, I had no idea this was so hard. So then she finally gets gestitution.
Gestitution. And how about this one? Let me read the description of it first. If I lost it here. Perry felt weird about living with his mother at 45 until he realized that he was happy. He got over it, and he started calling himself a...
now I'm forgetting.
A clanarchist.
A clanarchist.
That's a good one. A clanarchist.
A clanarchist. I actually thought of that word when I was on vacation at a pond. And I saw a man, and he had, I learned, adopted a bunch of teenage children, but from every different country. And he was a single father, and they were children of all different races, and they were all just having a ball. And I said, man, that guy is a clanarchist.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Gestitution, have we done that one?
Yeah, we did gestitution.
We did gestitution. This is a good one because this can happen with people we love, and then we're really mad at them at times. To loathe, L-O-A-V-E.
Oh, yes. I think you first experience loathing really probably in your first crush that rejects you, or in the friend that you're not speaking to. And that was funny. No one was asking me for that word, and I wasn't experiencing that word. And that was actually one of the words. Sometimes I'll be thinking of a different word, and then I'll just misspell something or mishear something. And I was trying to do something with love, probably with loaves of bread. And then I spelled loaf, and I thought, oh, my God, I've been looking for that word my whole life.
Do any of these words, because you wrote this column, too, have they found their way into the dictionary?
No, no. Well, it takes, a word has to be used like millions of times to go in the dictionary. But they, what I do like is people occasionally use them. And since, you know, the words are really supposed to be a funny commentary on culture. So, you know, whereas when we speak, we don't, you know, hopefully speak entirely in puns. So, but people do seem to like the word fidgetal a lot.
Yes.
And fidgetal is, you know, how we now can't stop checking our devices.
I know.
All fidgetal.
I know.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, I become a little bit that way myself, too. Well, there's a reason for it at this particular time in my life, but God darn it, what is it about these things? You want to know what's happening. I got the AP going. I got messages coming. I got to get away from it. It's not good.
No, it's terrible. And, I mean, I literally have a meditation app on my iPhone that dings up every morning and tells me to meditate.
Do you really? Are you serious?
Oh, I'm totally serious.
Oh, no.
And when it stopped working, I actually had to call the developer and say, my meditation app isn't working.
Oh, no. And you were fidgetally checking to see if it was working all the time, too, which is pretty ironic.
Yes, I totally was. I would just blink it up and it wouldn't load, and I would be like, God damn it, I can't meditate today. Of course, meditation is the one thing you can do when you have nothing.
Exactly. You should meditate.
But even still, I couldn't even stand to meditate without my phone.
Yeah. This is another, I like this one. It seems obvious, but probably people haven't thought of it. I like this play on words. People who read a book at the same time, Jen and her comrades.
Oh, yeah, Comrades. I actually wrote that one for Jennifer Weiner, the author who wrote Good in Bed. She asks me for words on Twitter all the time, and quite a few of the words she asked me for made their way into the book, and she was actually talking back and forth with some of her followers about a book they all loved, and then she said, Lizzie, what's the books that we're all reading at the same time? And I said, oh, Comrades.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That'd be a good name for a book club, the Comrades.
Yes. Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah. I love that.
And there are, as you say early in the book, there are a lot of places that use play on words, right?
Oh, yes.
Everywhere you look, at the hairdressers and all kinds of places have interesting choices of words.
Yes, and I think it's because, you know, the best way to welcome someone is to make a joke. You know, it's why people start speeches with jokes. It's why, you know, you tell a joke at a party. And so when you're a business, you know, it's the best way to say, hey, we're friendly, come on in. You know, and it's why I think I say in the book, you know, the U.S. military doesn't have puns for names. It has things like, you know, Operation Scorpion. Because
yes.
They want to scare you. So, but, you know, a hair-cutting place named Operation Scorpion had a lot of people going in there. But if it's pressed for success, you're going to go in.
Lizzie Skernick is our guest this hour, and she has just written, That Should Be a Word, and there are 250 words that she's made up. I thought they came from all kinds of places, but she's made them up, and a lot of them make a lot of sense. We've given you a few of them. Smileage is one of my favorite ones. You know, all of those marks you get on your face when you're old, and it's good. It's good. They're good marks. It's a whole new way to look at them. It's from smiling. And you can like those the best. I'll bet some of you have made up some words in your time, or you've just made them up off the top of your head as a result of listening to Lizzie. So feel free to join in on the conversation, and we'll have some fun. Nothing wrong with fun. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. And we'll add to the list of, that should be a word. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Willie, and this is also our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I know you love conversations like this. Our lines are filled with new words, and we're going to get to you in a moment. Please, during this important Fall Membership Drive, give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And thanks to the 24 listeners who called in and made pledges last hour. Thank you so much for those. This hour, we have a new goal. It's 40 pledges in the next hour. So these hourly goals are really important. They help keep us on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong here on Wisconsin Public Radio. You count on these conversations, and there's another really great reason you can make a gift right now, and that is because we'll enter you into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. So take a moment right now and support the programs that you love, and also get entered into that drawing with a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might not know that high schools and colleges use WPR programs as part of their curriculum. We hear from a lot of people who use material here in their classrooms. Educators recognize that students can learn so much about current events, great books, history, and so much more from listening to the discussions here. Your gift makes WPR an educational resource that is available throughout the state and beyond. You have a powerful and lasting influence when you support these programs with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this membership drive, you can also choose a new WPR water bottle as a thank you gift for your pledge of just $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more. And your pledge will help support the programs, but you'll also get this really great water bottle. It's a 27-ounce stainless steel bottle with WPR logo on it. The design's really cool. It's kind of like a throwback retro kind of looking thing. And it's two choices of color, so you can see those color options at WPR.org. And while you're there, you can make a pledge as well. Or you can call 888-202-2552. If you pledge now, you can then show your pride for WPR.
This membership drive, we're having a drawing for a trip of your choice to South Africa, Cuba, or Canada. When you give, you're automatically entered, but you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now.
Make your donation in support of all of the programs you count on. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley, and we are asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. Your pledge might be $5 a month. It might be $100 a month. We appreciate all of your gifts.
That's right. You know, you might think that you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is doing that. Well, WPR has been around for years because many remarkable people have made the decision to support something that's important to them. And now it really is your time to make that decision. Many first-time donors give just $5 a month, but really you can choose whatever works for you and you can make that pledge of support. It's time now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So many of you have reminiscences of listening to WPR as a child, or maybe your children enjoy certain programs, or maybe you think that they don't because they're in the back seat of the car saying, I don't want to listen to that station. And then all of a sudden they're talking about something that they heard
right.
That was on the station.
It happens to me every day.
I know. It happens to me all the time, too. Whether it's an interesting story on the news or laughing along with weekend shows, Laughing Today, we caught your imagination as a child, and now it engages the minds of children today, and you make all of that possible when you participate as a member. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You know, it's not very often, but once in a while, you do actually get more than you pay for. WPR, I think, is one of the places where that's true every day. If you consider a gift of just $2 a day to support all the radio programs you love, it's hard to buy much for $2. But at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day creates a lot of learning. It creates a lot of news. It allows you to listen to a lot of music. And that only works out to $60 a month, $2 a day.
Yeah.
So make that gift, maybe, at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We've had two people call in so far. Thank you very much. 38 pledges we'd like to get during the course of this hour. Remember to ask for the WPR water bottle when you pledge $12.50 a month, which is $150. And think about becoming a sustainer. You can do it right now and get ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552. And if you need some encouragement from another listener, what do we have here, KP?
Well, a member from Hilbert says that WPR has become my primary source for state news and for entertainment. And furthermore, the entertainment programs of music, comedy, and drama are all amazing quality. The radios in my house and vehicles are all tuned almost permanently to WPR stations. And he wants to thank everyone for what they do for the people of Wisconsin. And we want to thank you as well for your pledges of support so we can make that happen.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, so much. KP, thanks to you. We have a ton of phone calls coming in. I suspected we would because you love words. Lizzie Shurnick is our guest, and the book is That Should Be a Word. Lizzie did the column in the New York Times Magazine section. She's an author, a columnist, and the editor-in-chief of Lizzie Shurnick Books. And we're taking phone calls. I know that many of you have made up words, so let's hear them. Louise in Milwaukee is our first caller for you. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Hi.
I have two words. One, my husband is of mixed race, so I call him an Afrocasian. Half-black, half-white.
Afrocasian. I like that.
And then the other, remember the little TV show, what was it, Toddlers and Tiaras? The little kids were all made up. They were cute little kids to begin with, but then their parents put all this gaudy makeup on them, and I just said they looked like little prostitutes.
Those are good ones. Lizzie?
I like that. I'm also half black and half white, so I like affrication. It sounds like a kind of cuisine also.
Yeah, it does. So you'll start calling yourself that now?
probably not, but I like knowing it's there.
Yeah, and the other one I'm surprised isn't in usage because I have kind of the same reaction to those programs. They're just incredible. They do dress the kids to look like they're not kids anymore, that's for sure. Thanks, Louise, very much for the call. Carrie and Luck. I know Luck. Luck, you're in Luck now. I've been there almost every summer for years. Carrie, hi.
Hi, it's still here, by the way. Come on up.
Okay. Go right ahead, Carrie. You had some words?
Okay, so here's my word. When our little daughter was about 3 years old, she came up with a new word that we still giggle at all these 36 years later or whatever. If there was something that really wasn't an issue to her, she would say, no mabrum, a cross between no matter and no problem.
Ooh, I like it. No mabrum.
It's a cutie, all right.
Yeah. Do you still
use... Some of the best words come from kids.
Yeah.
Which I love.
And do you still use the word, Carrie?
We do. Now, she's got two little girls, and at times we will say, well, that's, like your mom said, that's no mabrum, and everybody giggles.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye.
And let's talk about children a little bit more. This is a good one that's in your book, Gleevel, Happily Disobedient.
Mark, oh, yes.
Mark tried to feel bad as his mother upbraided him for filling his brother's shoes with chunks of Jell-O, but even after being caught, he couldn't help but be gleevel about the whole thing. That's good.
Yes. That's like when your kid is smiling at you as they take the cookie you just said they couldn't have. Very gleeful.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Carrie. That was a good one. And Luck is a good place. Patty in Madison. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. I do want to give a plug for Wisconsin Public Radio because we are sustainers in our house, and we're proud sustainers.
Thanks, Patty.
You're welcome, Kathleen. And the word is frustrated. It's my mother-in-law's word. I thought she was just pronouncing frustrated, but it's between the words flustered, frustrated, and frazzled, so she calls it frustrated.
Excellent. It's
yep.
A very good one.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, thank you.
I think there should be a word for listeners that listen during Pledge Week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good word to think of.
Yeah. All right, we'll try and come up with one before the end of the hour. That sounds like it should be a word, doesn't it, frustrated?
Yes, it does. I think that's actually a word that's in Urban Dictionary because so many people love that word. So that's a great one.
Yeah. Here's another one. I don't know where it is in the book, but I wrote it down on one of my many sheets of paper here because there are people, and I understand that we want to use the English language well and we're on the radio, but every now and then somebody doesn't. The word grammando.
Yes.
That's a good one because we have, many of us are grammandos.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, every time I listen to the radio, not to your show, but to various shows, as the person speaks, I'm just correcting their grammar as they go. It's, I'm saying, it's different from, not different than. So, yes, it's hard not to be a grammando.
Yeah. Our number, by the way, for you to add your word is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Mary in Hillsboro. Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting here listening to this, and I'm just laughing. My father had Alzheimer's, and towards the end, he didn't say a whole lot. But when he would get mad at someone, he'd call him a dudge.
A dudge?
It stuck. My dad's been gone for 3 years, and everybody that gets frustrated with somebody just calls him a dudge.
So that's a lasting memory for us.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it will be a lasting one. Thank you. Thanks, Mary.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. I like this one, too, Lizzie, because of the play on words here. Irritation on a friend's behalf. George was filled with chumbridge every time Mac's father yelled at his friend, but he was too young to do anything about it. That's a good one, chumbridge. I Chumbridge.
Yes. I often felt Chumbridge when I was younger.
Did you?
The injustice, sure, of parents or bullies or anything. And I know a lot of us feel that way, so I wanted a good word for it.
Yeah. When do these words come to you? Do you spend, I mean, now that you're in the business of this, you must think about them all day.
Well, you know, it's a problem. If someone asks me for one, then my brain really starts spinning in that direction and, you know, looking for words and associations. And then that's never the word that actually comes out in the end. You know, that really comes from my subconscious. But once someone asks for a word, you know, I've been looking for a word now for years for that backlog of emails that you have that you got because you cared so much you wanted to write a real message, but then you just wind up never writing back. So that word is like my white whale. I'm still looking for it.
Oh.
I'll get there. It'll come. It's just sometimes it takes like a few years to come. Honestly.
A few years?
Oh, yeah. There's a few that took a few years, and then, but most of them take a few minutes. So, you know, we'll have to, you know, something like a Fradio comes right away, and, you know, I'm going to try to think of listeners.
Okay.
Pledge drive, there
right.
We go.
Listeners during a pledge drive, because we'll use that for the rest of the pledge drive. It would be very helpful.
Okay.
We'd be happy to use such a word. And a Fradio is good. I like a Fradio. It sounds like you could make up a hopscotch kind of thing to it, or, right? Jump rope.
Yeah.
A Fradio. Well, let's welcome more phone calls, and here's how you reach our conversation. We're talking with the author of That Should Be a Word and having a bit of fun. She's been doing this for a long time. She wrote the New York Times Magazine column, That Should Be a Word, and it's now in her book. And she's made up all these words, and we're adding to her 250 words, although she has thousands of them, 250 are in the book. Our on-air phone number, please join our conversation. And we're looking for a new word, which should be a word for listeners who are with us during a pledge drive. Okay? We got to get one by 3 o'clock. We got to get pledges, too, but we got to get a word as well. So our on-air phone number is 800-486-8655. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley, and this is also our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. We like to laugh every now and then and make up words. I know you love these kinds of shows, and it's your support that allows us to laugh once in a while. So any amount, it will help us, WPR.org, 888-202-2552 is the number.
And we're about halfway through our goal for pledges, so please give us a call now. Make a pledge of support for this show and all the programs that you love on WPR, whether you make a pledge of, and when you make a pledge of any amount. You also get entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose to sample music and art of Cuba or experience South Africa or even go across the Canadian Rockies by train, which would be my favorite, I think.
Nice.
And you don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for those details. Thank you if you've already given. Really, we do appreciate all of the pledges. And if you haven't given, the time really is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know that Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed every single day. A member from Cedarburg says, occasionally somebody asks me where I get all my information, and I proudly say I listen to WPR. Therefore, if I'm going to boast about listening to WPR, I should do my part to support this excellent radio station.
Good point.
We do. It's amazing what this service provides. You enjoy this program. You also enjoy so many other shows, the Larry Mueller Show, Joy Cardeen Show, Zorba Pastor on Your Health, and many others that you've come to rely on. We give you a window on the world like no other. It's a huge window. Huge. So support all of the shows that you enjoy with your contribution at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And the great part about Pledge Drive is that you get to decide exactly how much you want to pledge. Every pledge matters, and every pledge really does help pay for the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. But you get to choose. And during this drive, you can ask for the new WPR water bottle. It's a stainless steel bottle, and it's yours for a pledge of just $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's people like you people who listen, who provide the most significant share of our budget. I hope you heard that and know how important you are. Your donation comes with no strings attached, so we can invest it in programs that deliver great value to you. So your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and your entire community. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Well, I think it's an investment in your own brain. I mean, I'm a retired person now, and as you get older, you do realize you need to keep your brain flexible. And even when I was younger, it's good to keep your brain flexible. And investing in public radio, in Wisconsin public radio, really helps me to keep my brain up to date and gives me different ideas and different viewpoints. Wisconsin public radio is my source for a better life.
And you can do that at 888-202-2552. KP Whaley, producer of the Kathleen Dunn Show, here with Kathleen in studio, asking for you to support WPR during this fall membership drive. Maybe you can give us a gift of $10 a month or $20 a month. Whatever amount you can choose is what you need to choose right now.
And let's talk to a couple of our listeners, because we asked for people to call in to talk about people who are listening during a pledge drive. And there you are. You know, you stepped up to the plate. You always do. So we needed a word to call you as we're doing this. So let's get several suggestions here. Chuck in Wausau, what should we call people like you listening during a pledge drive?
Hi, Kathleen. I came up with pledgeners.
That's good. All of you pledgeners. Like it, Chuck. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right, you pledgener. Let's go to Jenny in Rock Springs. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, I'm a sustainer, and I think sustainers do listen no matter what. I couldn't live without public radio positively, and so I combined listener and sustainer, so I came up with listener.
Oh, I like that, too. Oh, you guys are good, really.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much, Jenny. And let's try Tim in Toma. Hi, Tim.
Good afternoon. I have one for people who are new to WPR pledging, and they are pledgeling.
Oh,
pledgeling. That's
pledgeling.
Good.
Excellent. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
Oh, good. You guys are great. We're going to use those words. Thank
we
you.
We are. Yeah. And we have seven pledgelings in this hour already, thanks to the seven people who have donated for the first time. And, you know, we talk about pledge. What does pledge actually mean? Well, a pledge is kind of a promise. It's a promise that we pledge to you to bring you great shows every day, and then you, in return, pledge to support them with a contribution of any amount. So when you help pay for the cost of the station, we'll make sure there's something interesting for you here to listen to. That's our pledge. Now, it's time for you to make yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, all you pledgeners, we have 30 pledges to go in about, 20 or so minutes. So you're important.
We need some pledgelings.
We need pledgelings. I love that little word, you pledgelings. And as an added bonus, remember you're going to be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. And sustainers, or you listainers, that is perfect. I told you we would weave it in. Thank you very much. You're already automatically entered, so thank you. Well, read a comment, and let's go back to these words.
Well, you know, a member from Cedarburg says occasionally.
We just lost it.
Well, we'll talk about. Well, Jeanette from Wauwatosa. Okay. I think Jeanette's a regular listener of our show too, and she says that she listens to WPR almost all the time when she's traveling in her car, and she hopes that we remain on the air. Hence, that's why she's donated, and we appreciate that donation, Jeanette. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeanette. Thank you, KP.
Thank you.
Want to
you.
Get the phone number again?
Yes, and thank you to all who are going to your phones right now to make a pledge at 888-202-2552.
Thank you. We're this hour talking about that should be a word, and this is great. We're making up words on the spot. Our guest wrote the column for the New York Times, and she has made up over 250 words. Some of them are just sweet as can be, and some express the more difficult times of life, and we even came up with new words for people who are listening during pledge drives, and It's all good. So we're going to welcome more phone calls for her. Lizzie Skernick is our guest, and our number on air is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655 on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. All right. Well, that was good. Our listeners stepped right up. Do you like those, Lizzie?
Oh, I love those. And I have one for you.
Excellent. Okay.
I have the word for this. The listeners, they're festooners.
That's good. They're sustooners.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Excellent. Thank you, Lizzie.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Ian is next in Oshkosh. Hi, Ian.
Hi. Yeah, I used to do a lot of homebrewing with a friend in college, and we would do it all in a basement that we dubbed our beersment. And, of course, you know, all the free beer, we'd have a lot of people coming over to drink that. So anybody that'd come over to drink our free beer, we'd call them our broopies.
Your broopies?
Broopies, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ian. Thanks. Nathan in Horicon. Hi.
Hi. I have a word I invented. It's synonymously, and it's a synonymous anomaly.
Whoa. This is pretty elevated, Nathan. Say it again, please.
Synonymously.
Synonymously.
Once you can say it, it's kind of fun to say.
Synonymously.
Synonymously.
What would one be? Is there an example?
I don't know. A synonymous anomaly of any. I know any two anomalies that occur at the same time, basically.
This is pretty heavy thinking for this time of day. Thank you, Nathan.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Let's go to a few more in your book. Audie, guilty but lazy anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
Audie is good.
Yes, that's when you ought to do something. I'm very Audie all the time. So I needed a word to describe all the thoughts of my tasks that were just never going to get done.
So what do you do instead?
Oh, read.
Right. Yeah.
Read, I would say, is the biggest thing that I do when I'm feeling Audie.
Yeah. Starty, setting off late. That's good.
Yes. Yeah, that was because, you know, my mother, we started having to tell my mother that things started 2 hours earlier than they really did, just so we could get there on time. So I needed an actual word for the people that always leave late to get somewhere. So those people are starty.
2 hours late? Really?
Oh, yes. It's pretty bad. It's pretty, pretty bad.
I guess. That's a lot. Yeah, let's go to Bridget next in Maquonago. Hi, Bridget.
Hi there. Well, in our family, when you're 2 hours late, we call that Irish time. And we have a family friend of ours that's a baker, and when people frustrate him or tend to, you know, annoy him, he refers to them as doughheads.
Oh, does he tell them to dough away?
No, but oftentimes he'll mumble under his breath and go, oh, that person is a right doughhead.
Thanks. Thanks, Bridget.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too. Francis in Cameron. Hi, Francis.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I have a word. I made it up about 30 years ago, and I've only heard one psychiatrist use it since. And I made the word up, like I said, 30 years ago.
Right.
And the word is a replacement for foreplay. I guess I can say it. I said, well, then, why isn't it called outer course? Like I said, I actually heard, it was probably on public radio, some whatever counselor, psychiatrist, he used that term. And I went, hooray. Bye.
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Francis. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I'm surprised that hasn't been picked up. Some of these words, you hear them and you say, well, I'm surprised it hasn't been used widely, Lizzie. They just make sense, don't they?
I know. Yes. And that's what's so fun about them, though. You know, it's like any act of genius seems inevitable in retrospect.
Exactly. Let's go through a few more of yours. This one is good. Choreful, way too happy to work. I'm choreful.
Yes. Yeah. I guess that's basically an Audie person is often pretty choreful.
Crottle. This one is good. Being slow to walk, although you write this woman was worried about her son's crawling well into his second year, but her brother asked her how many five-year-olds she knew that couldn't actually walk.
Yes, and that is actually a true story. I had a friend whose son was crawling, and that really is what my brother said to her, trying to make her feel that everything was going to be all right.
Huh. How about, do you remember this one? It's on page 23. Woogle.
Oh, yes, Woogle. Yeah, Woogle is something that the millennials do all the time, which is to try to have such a generous and happy online profile that people will fall in love with you. So basically that generation are all Wooglers.
Yeah, that's, we got, how many words have to do with our technical age, the gadgets, the phones, a lot of them?
Yeah, there was a whole chapter had to be devoted to them, and even some of the other words, you know, that were really in different chapters. You know, I think I have a word for the person who's in the household that always has to fix the computers is the domestic. But, you know, that's also a family word and also a home word. So, you know, just because there's so much spillover into technology, there was a lot of spillover in the chapters also.
Yeah. We have time for a few more contributions from listeners, so feel free to join us. Lizzie Skernick is our guest, and her book is That Should Be a Word. It's filled with 250 words that, you know, some of them are tender, and some of them deal with emotions like anger and moodiness and all kinds of things. She looks at food and the tech world and marriage and having children and being a parent and being a little baby and a nipster, and it's just filled with really, really interesting words. So we're asking all of you, and we asked for a word for people who listen during pledge drives. So we've got several words from listeners. Lizzie gave us sustooners, which is good, very good. We have pledgelings, all of you pledgelings. We have pledgeners and well, whatever you want to add. 800-486-8655. Nikki in Fremont is our next caller. Hi, Nikki.
Hi. I have a word for your guest that would be for the emails that you intended to do, but you haven't got around to them.
Ah.
Oh, I would love to hear this.
I think it should be intend mail, as in good intentions mail.
Oh, I love that. Intend mail.
Yeah. That's good.
I love the show. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much for the call. Children who are taken to bars. Yeah, why do parents do that? Children taken to bars. You've got a name for that. It probably shouldn't happen.
That's the drafter birth. The children that you take to bars.
what is plasticate?
Oh, plasticate is to mistakenly bite fake fruit, which is something I have really done.
You have?
I have.
How did you do that?
I was in an old age home where my friend was visiting her grandmother, and there was a huge bowl of fruit, and it was a very fancy place. So it seemed like the kind of place that might actually have real fruit, because there was coffee and tea, and I took a pear, and it was not a pear.
Ah. Ooh, what happened to your teeth?
Nothing. It was not as bad. They make it sort of soft. So the problem is you leave teeth marks, but I guess that's just part of the you know, way of looking genuine.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, my. Let's go to one more phone call. Sandy in Spring Green, or Spring Grove. Hi, Sandy, wherever you are. Spring
Hi.
Grove. Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. I'm a woman of a certain age, and sometimes I suffer from a brain fog I like to call mental pause.
Oh, that's good. That's excellent.
I love that.
Isn't that good? Lizzie,
it's
that's
the
a good
one. Pause that refreshes. Yeah, I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Thanks, Sandy. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. I got to do another one. Ruth and Ladysmith, hi.
Hi. It doesn't have anything to do with public radio, but when my son was little and he first encountered lima beans. He called them slima beans. He didn't like them. And then my daughter, she couldn't say ground beef. She always said bound grief. That's it.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks so much for calling. Oh, Lizzie, this has been so much fun. Have a lot of fun with the book. I hope it does very well. And have us. Thank you for having us think in a whole new way.
Oh, and thank you for having me. I had such a good time.
Yeah, we did too. Lizzie Skernick. The book is That Should Be a Word. She's also the author of Shelf Discovery. Got that? That's pretty good. And we have all these new words for listeners listening during Pledge Drive. So, all you pledgeners, it's time to take care of some business. And KP Whaley is here with me in our studios in downtown Milwaukee, and I want to welcome him to this discussion as I get all my papers together, but I can't find him. So, hi, KP.
Hey, just turn my mic on. I'll take it from here, Kathleen.
Thank you. Okay.
No, we have we need a word for the 12 remaining pledgers that need to make a pledge this hour to keep us on goal.
Okay,
that's what we need.
Please,
those goal makers, goalers.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need those, right.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive, and we do need you to make a pledge at 888-202-2552. Help keep us on goal to continue to bring you these great programs, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you might be really lucky. You might be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip to the very best of Cuba, the beauty of South Africa, a train trip to the Canadian Rockies. Make your donation and support the programs you enjoy and get entered in that drawing, too, at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Just a reminder, you don't have to donate to enter. Just go to WPR.org for all of the details.
Right. And while you're there, then donate, too. You can
exactly.
Just click on the donate button. Or you can call 888-202-2552. We do need some more pledges this hour to keep us on goal. So please do. You can choose a water bottle, WPR water bottle, with a gift of just $12.50 a month. So a pledge of $12.50 a month helps support the programs. And you also get to take the water bottle home with you. And you can do that. You can see the design at WPR.org. And you can ask for yours now at 888-202-2552.
Time to pledge, you pledgeners.
Hi, this is Jonathan Overby, host of Higher Ground. Join me for an unforgettable trip to Cuba. This February, you could escape the Wisconsin winter for a warm and exciting tour of Cuba. You'll hear and experience traditional music, dancing and drumming sessions, visit museums, landmarks, and the home of Ernest Hemingway. Enjoy the spirit and rhythm of the island as you stroll through Old Havana's colorful plazas and cruise the famed Malecón. This Cuban experience is just one of three trips you'll get to choose from when you win our Choose Your Own Adventure drawing during this membership drive. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Get all the details at WPR.org/drawing or enter with your pledge right now.
And you can go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our fall membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley. We're asking for your support, $10, $15 a month. Thank you for whatever you give.
Yes, thank you. And thank you especially to 9XM Leadership. They contribute $100 a month or more, and listeners who rely on Wisconsin Public Radio are probably the most dependable source of income for the station, and the 9XM members are an important part of that. So yeah, if you can help us now stay strong and continue to grow with the leadership gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you support us, you're supporting the Wisconsin idea to help spread the resources of the university across the entire state. Not every state has such an idea. Not every state has the high-quality programs that you hear daily on WPR. It's one of the great things about this state. It's something to take pride in. Join forces with many other people in Wisconsin right now and make a contribution at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Yes, we are very lucky here in the state, and I don't think people realize how lucky they are. And we do this all together. either. Your gift of any amount has contributed to gifts from other people of any amount, and that all adds up to a really big part of our budget that keeps this station going. So if you appreciate that, make a pledge now, 888-202-2552.
Your gift is powerful. I hope you know that it really makes a difference. We can't do this without you. We just can't do it without you. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Anything else you want to say, KP?
You can get a water bottle for a pledge. You can get a tote bag for a pledge.
Yes.
You can get entered into a drawing for any pledge. So do it now, 888-202-2552.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for all of your pledges. Have a lovely remainder of the day.